folks. Welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this week's episode, we have week 22 of a year of self-love journal. And this week's affirmation is, not only do I completely love myself, I really like myself. I think that I have been reflecting on this statement because at first I'm like, well, loving yourself, like, yeah, okay. I guess you can love something without liking it. And it made me think about my children. I love my children, right? I love them. Love them, love them, love, 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 love. But yeah, I guess I don't always like how they behave or how they, their attitudes with me or, right? And so it made me ask the question, like, do I really like myself? And I think it's a process. And I hope that for you, as you've gone through this journey over 20 some weeks, that you are starting to cultivate some true, genuine love for yourself if it wasn't there before, and like you're watering it if it was, and that you're also finding new reasons to like yourself. And I will share that I think that there are some ways in which I can be hard on myself. And so that, well, I'll say I love myself, I think sometimes I don't treat myself like I like myself. And so these exercises were good for me. And I was able to see growth from even like 6 months or a year ago to now, and like how I would answer these questions. So things like, you know, what makes me unique? What do I like most about myself? What would other people be surprised to learn? For me, I think that so often in my life, what gets reflected back to me about me is that I'm smart, that I'm well-spoken, you know? And so those sorts of like external things get given to me. And so when I think about like what I really like about myself, I don't think of those things. That's not what comes to mind. I like the fact that people like it. But when I think about what makes me unique and what makes me who I am and what I like about myself, it's really a sense of caring that I have for people in my life, for people in the world, that's not something other people can see. And sometimes I actually have been told with people who I thought I could share that with or thought I could be open or vulnerable with that like I shouldn't share that with people. Either one, that they would think I was weak, or two, that they would take advantage of me, which I guess go together because people think they are you're weak, that they'll take advantage of you. And so I've learned that while I think that's something that's very special about who I am, like I have deep care and love for people in the world and who are close to me and beyond. Like there are times, it's funny, I have two people in my house who are not like me and one other person who is. Because I can wake up in the morning and like have the deep love and want to give hugs and like share what I'm thinking and all of that. And I have one person in my house who will entertain me and do that and who will like greet me and give me hugs and be open to, you know, like just being cuddly and soft and squeezy with me. That's my youngest son. My husband will entertain me sometimes, right? If he's in the mood, if he can meet me there, if he can be open to it, he does appreciate that about me, I think. But that's what I feel. Like, I feel like I have a lot of care and love to give. And I don't know that everyone else orients themselves that way. And that's okay. So I'm sharing this, I'm like, how does that come off that I'm like a caring person and I like to be cuddly and sweet and soft at times? Like, I think that that's something some people would be surprised to hear because I've often been told you're very direct, you're very, you know, about business, you're very, I'm doing this with my hands. Like, if you're listening to this on audio and not video, you can't see that I'm doing like boundaries or a box. And so I've gotten the feedback from some people that I'm not open enough in terms of like relationally, but they'd be surprised to know that I am actually very open, very effusive with care and praise and love. It's just not something that everyone gets. literally everyone doesn't get it from me. And I have found that not everyone gets it. And maybe they don't get it because they don't expect it from me. Or maybe that, like, in terms of understand or accept it because they don't expect it from me. I don't know. It's not my work to do. But the questions this week asked me to reflect on what would others be surprised to learn? And I think, given what I hear about people's experience of me, I think some people would be surprised to hear how I am in terms of, you know, my closer relationships versus how they perceive me out in the world professionally. And so I will say that it has taken some time in my life to like that part of who I am and to not hide it or think it's too much, because for some people, they act like it is too much. It is too much for some people. And so that has been a way that I am growing and not only loving myself in the way that I am. And it's like, is there such thing as too many hugs? No. Like my son last night, he was like, did I give you a hug before I went? Like he was going up to bed and he had, but I was like, I think you did, but I'll take another. And of course he entertained me and came down and gave me another great hug. And so I just share that to say, I have seen growth in myself and being able to like accept that part of me and not judge it or hide it and know it's just not for everyone. And that's okay. And so that I think ties with the second part of this week of like, what parts do I have trouble appreciating? Like when I was younger that I now love about myself. And so that's, I think, a piece of that story as well. Like I appreciate that as a part of who I am right now. I don't have shame about it like I did when I was little. I have words for it in a way that I didn't when I was younger. And then as you reflect on how to love yourself and how to really like yourself, be willing to try different activities out, right? So they talk about try aromatherapy, like figure out what smells you like, how to love on yourself in that way. Also think about the qualities that people you really care about, you're in your friend circle and your relationships, you know, what qualities do they have? And then think about, you know, what do I have those qualities? And is there a way to be my own best friend? So if you remember, you know, last week in terms of, you know, trying to figure out, or was it a couple weeks ago where I'm being, you know, thinking of your cheerleaders and then like being your own cheerleader, your kind of power playlist. This is similar of like, all right, if you see these qualities in other people and you really like how this person is, and maybe even you really like how they are in relationship to you, what does it look like to be that way for yourself, to you? This idea of being your own best friend. And then I think you want to continue to be curious that even though you are cultivating the sense of love, how do you make sure you're also cultivating a sense of like? And if you have kids, I think that can give you a really good way to think about how you can love something a lot. You might not like everything about them. Or if you ever had a partner or a roommate, yeah, we don't have to go to kids, a roommate, there might be things you know, oh yes, I do love this person. And there are a lot of things I don't like. And so it's important as we get further along in the self-love journey to start to add some layers, right? Get a little more nuanced, that it's not just a blanket. Yeah, I love myself. Yeah, I'm worthy. But do you like yourself? What do you like about yourself? How do you continue to explore things that you like about yourself? And how can you grow? How can you grow? Because I will share before I close, that there's, as I was reflecting this week, there are some ways that I don't like myself still, that I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't like that in other people. I don't like it in myself. Maybe I need to work on it. And so some of that is around like discipline. I can be really disciplined in some areas of my life. And in other areas, not so much. And I don't like it. I don't like that about myself. I really do desire to be able to be disciplined in certain areas in my life. Like for example, writing is a thing that as an academic, we do. And I will write in fits and starts. And I'm not always disciplined with my writing, right? Like brushing your teeth. I brush my teeth a couple times a day, if not more. Why don't I write consistently? Just like I have a hygiene routine. And so that sort of like, I could work on that. I don't really like when other people aren't disciplined about things that, where I am disciplined. I'm like, why can't you just? And so I have grace for other people and myself. And it's a place where I realize I don't really like that. And I want to grow into that. So sharing a little bit about myself. And as I think about this difference between loving myself and really liking myself, and inviting you to think about that as well. I'd love to hear how you're navigating the difference between those two, the loving and the liking, and what you're working on. Feel free to reach out to me across all socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.